The same basic information is the backdrop of Myrdal's work and everything that came before and after. In a country founded on a commitment to equality, white Americans have been the only ones to consistently enjoy the full measure of citizenship. Settlers drove Native Americans from their own lands and then treated them as unwelcome, dangerous guests. Congress barred many others from even entering the country. But it was black Americans whom the nation enslaved, then so completely marooned that in every major measure of social, economic, and physical well-being, millions would, and still do, remain far behind their white compatriots. When Myrdal's work was published, black Americans earned less, were more likely to be unemployed, and led shorter and unhealthier lives. In the North, their housing was crowded and substandard. In the South, many did not have access to anything beyond basic elementary education. Most black Americans could not vote or borrow the funds to buy property. Virtually the whole range of public amenities, from hospitals to libraries, were much poorer for Negroes than they are for whites, Myrdal wrote. The majority of black Americans had little to no assets and were the targets of disproportionate incarceration and exploitative profit-making schemes. Nearly 80 years later, we find ourselves more than a year into a pandemic, a recession, and a reconsidering of the meaning of black death caused by agents of the state. Last summer's mass protests have, for the most part, receded. But increased crime, increased poverty, increased death, and increased distress have not. Yet in our litany of collective aches, there is almost no arena in which black Americans have not suffered more than white Americans. Black Americans, on average, earn less with the same or in the same categories more education than white workers, are more likely to be unemployed, and are clustered in industries hit hard by the pandemic. Black Americans are more likely to be born premature and to die younger. In fact, life expectancy for a black boy born in 2020 is a full 7 years shorter than a white boy's. Black women remain more likely to die in or just after childbirth than white women. All black Americans are more likely to die of cancer than white Americans. The impact of the coronavirus was anything but novel. The death risk for black Americans is almost 2 times that of white Americans.